This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 215 for Friday, January 10th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Friday morning, hitting its highest levels in over a month, as rallies in crude oil and Chicago soy oil provide support. Canola up $10 to over $12, the March contract up $10.40 at $635.30 per ton. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil futures were also stronger on the day. The USDA is set to release several reports later today, including monthly supply-demand estimates, and any surprises in that data will likely set the tone in the grains and oilseeds for the remainder of the session. But in the meantime, tightening supply projections and the need to ration demand did remain supportive for canola from a fundamental standpoint. Canada exported around 190,000 tons of canola during the week ended January 5th. That was up 37% from the previous week, with year-to-date exports of 4.7 million tons, well ahead of the 2.5 million moved at the same point last year. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures are higher while wheat is lower as traders square positions ahead of the USDA reports. Soybeans boosted by a rally in soy oil as markets reacted to new sanctions announced by the U.S. against Russia. Weather concerns in parts of South America were also supportive. The March soybean contract up 5 cents at $10.04 per bushel. There was optimism in the soy market today that the outgoing Biden administration in the U.S. will provide some short-term guidance on clean fuel tax credits that could increase domestic demand for soy oil. Opinions are divided ahead of the USDA report on whether the agency will raise or lower its soybean ending stocks projections. Any adjustments to South American production estimates will also be followed closely. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales, though, came in well below trade guesses at under 300,000 tons. The corn market also seeing some adjustments ahead of the USDA reports, up a penny in the March contract at $4.57 per bushel. Average guesses call for tightening U.S. corn ending stocks. Weekly U.S. corn export sales were short of expectations at just under 500,000 tons. Wheat futures were lower across the board, with strength in the U.S. dollar behind some of today's weakness. Minneapolis spring wheat down 2 cents in the March contract at $5.81 per bushel. Kansas City hard red winter wheat down 3 cents in March at $5.46 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat down 4 cents in the March contract at $5.29 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, January 10th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.